Welcome to episode 4 of John Wesley's Journal. John Wesley has returned to England and he is preaching widely. The Great Awakening has begun. Great Awakening essentially is marked by a real concern amongst ordinary people, many of the ordinary people, for their souls, but no clear idea as to how they can find peace with God or the forgiveness of their sins. Peace with God, of course, can only be found through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What's really interesting is that Wesley continues to preach, although he knows he himself isn't converted, and we have examples in the next few episodes of Wesley's preaching leading to conviction, repentance, and conversion of individuals. They see what Wesley can't see. Now, Peter Bowler, who is a Moravian Christian who clearly understands the gospel, is going to reappear in this episode and subsequent episodes, and he is a tremendous encourager and advisor to Wesley, both Wesleys, John and Charles, and he is a man who plays a key role in these men coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ for themselves. It's during this episode that he'll give some famous advice on Wesley as to how he can find that salvation that he's striving to discover but does not know how to receive. So we start this reading on Sunday, February the 12th, 1738, when Wesley is still 34 years of age, and we're in London. Sunday the 12th, I preached at St. Andrew's, Holborn, on though I give all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Oh, hard sayings, who can hear them? Here too, it seems, I am to preach no more. Friday the 17th, I set out for Oxford with Peter Bowler, where we were kindly received by Mr. Sarney. The only one now remaining here of many who are embarking for America were used to take the sweet counsel together and rejoice in bearing the reproach of Christ. Sunday the 19th. All this time I conversed much with Peter Bowler, but I understood him not, at least of all when he said, my brother, that philosophy of yours must be purged away. Monday the 20th. I returned to London. On Tuesday I preached at Great St. Helens on, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Sunday the 26th of February. I preached at 6 at St. Lawrence's, at 10 in St. Catherine's Crees Church, and in the afternoon at St. John's, Wapping. I believe it pleased God to bless the first sermon most because it gave most offence. Interesting that you measure a sermon by the amount of offence it gives. Being indeed an open defiance of that mystery of iniquity which the world calls prudence. The world calls prudence. Grounded on those words of St. Paul to the Galatians, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Monday the 27th, I took coach for Salisbury and had several opportunities of conversing seriously with my fellow travellers, but endeavouring to mend the wisdom of God by the worldly wisdom of prefacing serious with light conversation and afterwards following that advice of the mystics, leave them to themselves. All I had said was written on the sand. Lord, lay not this sin to my charge. Tuesday the 28th. I saw my mother once more. Next day I prepared for my journey to my brother at Tiverton. I think that would be to his older brother, Samuel Wesley, who was an Anglican minister there. But on Thursday morning, March the 2nd, a message that my brother Charles was dying at Oxford obliged me to set out for that place immediately. Calling at an odd house in the afternoon, I found several persons there who seemed well-wishers to religion, to whom I spake plainly, as I did in the evening, both to the servants and strangers at my inn. I don't often find that these days in England, but we hope for the day will come when, just as in the Great Awakening, a seriousness about religious things and a concern of soul would fall upon the people, and that we'd find people whose hearts have been prepared to receive the word of God, as they were at the time and in the days in which John Wesley and others were living and preaching the gospel. Saturday the 4th of March 1738, I found my brother at Oxford recovering from his pleurisy, and with him Peter Bowler, by whom, in the hand of the great God, I was on Sunday the 5th clearly convinced of unbelief, of the want of that faith whereby alone we are saved. And then we come to this momentous advice that Peter Bowler gave to John Wesley that's gone down in history. Immediately it struck into my mind, leave off preaching. How can you preach to others who have not faith yourself? I asked Bowler whether he thought I should leave it off or not. He answered, by no means. I asked, but what can I preach? He said, preach faith till you have it, and then because you have it, you will preach faith. Preach faith till you have it, and then because you have it, you will preach faith. Well, this advice was going to have extraordinary consequences, leading to the conversion of John Wesley and many others besides. Generally speaking, an unbelieving ministry is a terrible thing, has done great damage to the cause of Christ and brought disaster upon both church and nation. But this extraordinary advice given by Peter Bowler in Wesley's case proved remarkably effective. Wesley continues, accordingly, at Monday the 6th, I began preaching this new doctrine, though my soul started back from the work. The first person to whom I offered salvation by faith alone was a prisoner under sentence of death. His name was Clifford. Peter Bowler had many times desired me to speak to him before, but I could not prevail on myself so to do, being still, as I had been many years, a zealous asserter of the impossibility of a deathbed repentance. Of course, it is possible to have a deathbed repentance, but very few find that. In my experience, and I've watched a lot of people die because I'm a doctor, in my experience, very, very few people have any concern about their souls when they're dying, and fewer still find repentance.